This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Kathmandu Valley experiences partial effect of general strike called by Nepal Communist Party's Dahal Nepal faction. Myanmar military blocks social media platform Facebook as pressure grows. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urges world community to make sure Myanmar military coup fails. Now the news in detail. The general strike called today by Nepal Communist Party's Dahal Nepal faction has partially affected the Kathmandu Valley. The Kathmandu Metropolitan Police Circle said that the valley is experiencing the partial vehicular movement despite the obstruction created by the demonstrators in some places. And a spokesperson of the Metropolitan Police Circle, Ramesh Basnet, said that security personnel were easing the vehicular movement. And Basnet also said that around 60 demonstrators involved in vandalism and obstruction of vehicular movement have been arrested. The demonstrators during the strike have set fire on a taxi in Samakhosi and vandalized a passenger bus in Chaba Hill. Likewise, shutdown enforcers have vandalized four trucks in Sithuan during the strike. According to District Police Office Sithuan, shutdown enforcers have vandalized two trucks en route to Narayanganj from Kathmandu and a truck heading to Pokhara from Birganj. Similarly, a loaded truck en route to Narayanganj from Tandi was vandalized by protesters at Bharatpur Metropolis 12 in Milansok. Likewise, the demonstrators have also vandalized a bus in Kanchanpur district today. Police said the bus plying in route of Suglaphata Municipality 10 along the east-west highway was tossed. Police have detained 1.5 dozen leaders and cadres of the Dahal Nepal faction on charge of obstructing the road in Tanahu district. The Dahal Nepal faction central member Pratap Lal Shrestha and all the leaders were rounded up while enforcing the shutdown. However, the Ministry of Home Affairs has urged all to operate their vehicular enterprises, businesses, industries and professional works without any hesitation. The ministry said in a press release on Wednesday that necessary security arrangements has been made to ward off any untoward incidents and obstructions to the operation of business and industries. The ministry has also urged all sides concerned not to carry out any violent activities that would undermine the law and order and citizens' right to enjoy their freedom without any obstruction. Nepal Communist Party's central member and Sarlahi in charge Dasaraj Wakle died in a motorcycle accident. Locals had informed the police after noticing Wakle lying on New Road, Barahathawa Road section nearby forest office towards north from Murthia Chowk on Wednesday evening. The accident took place while he was on the way to New Road from Barahathawa and doctors had pronounced him dead while he was taken to primary health post after the accident. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Myanmar has blocked access to Facebook days after the military overthrew the democratic government in a coup. The official said the social media platform, which for many in Myanmar is the only access to the internet, will be blocked for the sake of stability. And elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi was detained in the coup and the police have filed charges against her. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged the world community to make sure Monday's coup in Myanmar fails. Above Myanmar's 53 million people use Facebook, which without loading pictures or videos is free. The UK has launched a pioneering clinical study to test whether alternating the AstraZeneca and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines in the two-shot schedule is safe and effective in fighting the coronavirus. The UK's Department of Health and Social Care said on Thursday that patients taking part in the £7 million British pound program will soon receive two different COVID-19 vaccines for their first or second dose. The study, which will run for the next 13 months, will investigate the patient's immune response to an initial dose of Pfizer vaccine followed by a booster of AstraZeneca. The U.S. has demanded serious consequences over reports of systematic rape and torture of women taking place inside China's camps for the Uyghur Muslim minority. The U.S. State Department said that it was deeply disturbed by the atrocities. However, it was responding to a BBC article based on interviews with former detainees and a guard. On Wednesday, China's foreign ministry strongly denied the false report. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up the stories once more. Kathmandu Valley experiences partial effect of general strike called by Nepal Communist Party's Dahal Nepal faction. Myanmar military blocks social media platform Facebook as pressure grows. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urges world community to make sure Myanmar military coup fails. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.